Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 89 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, April 14th, 2011, live from the Eye of the Storm. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
We're going to revive an old tradition here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio with the mystery theme of the week. Tell me if you can identify this track as performed by Terry Snyder. Guessed that that was from the 1960 album Mr. Percussion by Terry Snyder, and that that was his version of the theme from the motion picture, the 1956 motion picture Picnic, starring Kim Novak and William Holden, you'd be correct. How y'all doing? I've had an interesting week. I had a computer fail on me. It's all good. It's fixed again. We got to get things straight in my mind right now. Let's talk about the infirmity of the week. This week's infirmity is the same infirmity as last week that I neglected to mention it last week. We got to get to that beer pretty quick. The infirmity of the last 2 weeks is dental work. I had Novocaine last Wednesday and again yesterday to have my roots planed and scraped, and it was every bit as pleasant as it sounded moving right along.
There's just one Schlitz, yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light.
Well, we want to talk about a passing, a fella named Roger Nichols passed away on April 9th of pancreatic cancer. I think he was about 66 years old. He was a really well-respected record producer and engineer. He was responsible for about everything Steely Dan recorded for their first decade in the studio. He worked with lots and lots of other people, but he's associated with them. We're going to hear from 1980 off of the Gaucho album, Hey 19.
I was a dandy, yeah, my kind.
for the late Roger Nichols. Ironically, the nickname given to him by the members of Steely Dan was the Immortal. There's a story behind that. I'm not going to take the time to tell it now. Hey 19, that's Aretha Franklin. Actually, this is Aretha Franklin going out to my dad by way of a partial request. He wanted to hear this song, though not by Re. Here we go. It's The Wait. I'm sorry about those technical problems. I'm not exactly sure what's causing that, those gaps in the music. We're hoping that doesn't plague us throughout the whole program. Aretha Franklin from 1967. That was probably Steve Cropper on that slide guitar, but I couldn't swear to it. Would you like to hear something else that's really great from 1967? I thought you might. Would you like to hear my favorite Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood song? I thought you might. This is Nancy and Lee from 1967 and Some Velvet Morning.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made it in some velvet morning when I'm straight.
Flowers grow.
Hazelwood with Nancy Sinatra from 1967 and Some Velvet Morning. I see that my dad is tuned in to the Stick Cam video chat room. He says I'm not doing anything but drinking beer. If that means he can't hear me, it probably means that the volume on his Stick Cam player is turned all the way down. Dad, turn it up and it'll work better, I promise. You know, we've never played any Led Zeppelin on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Don't be afraid. We're going to hear the B-side to a track from 1970. This was not originally on an album release. It was on a reissue album. It was the B-side to the Immigrant Song. This is Zepp and Hey Hey, What Can I Do?
So fine. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. Got a woman stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. On Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks.
say they come to pray to the Lord. And when my little girl looks so fine, and in the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the warm day love. I walk the town, keep a searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I've got a warm, warm ball all day.
Zeppelin from 1970, Hey Hey, What Can I Do? From 1972, also a British band, this is Lindisfarne and a song they called Lady Eleanor.
Bossy playing magician, sitting loaded on the floor, barely dancing beauty with their power-driven sword. Had my share of nightmares, didn't think there could be much more. Then in walked Roderick Usher with the Lady Eleanor. She tied my eyes with the ribbons of a silken ghostly thread. I gazed with troubled vision on an old four-poster bed. There Eleanor had risen to kiss the neck below my head and bid me come along with her to the land of the dancing dead. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. All right, Lady Eleanor. I'm all right where I am. Mother to his son, like living, dying, seeing, being all rolled into one. Then all at once I heard some music in my bone, same old song I'd heard for years, reminding me of home. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor.
Thank you. with tongues of fire, a host of golden demons screaming lust and base desire. And when it seemed for certain that the screams could get no higher, I heard a voice above the rest screaming, "You're a liar." But it's all right, lady.
Lindisfarne from 1972, probably their biggest hit, although it might not have charted at all in the United States. I didn't look that up. 1975, do you remember that year? I kind of do. The Eurovision Song Contest that year was won by a Dutch band, strangely enough from the Netherlands, called Teach In, and this was the winning entry in the 1975 Eurovision Song Contest. And it's this week's Rory Radio staple. This is Ding-a-Dong.
Is it lang geleden? Is it lang geleden? Dat is mijn hartje riep met zijn ding-a-dong. Is het lang geleden? Is het lang geleden? In de zomerzon ging het.
That was Teach In and Ding-a-Dong. 1975 Eurovision Song Contest victorious champion of the world. Isn't that wonderful? Where are we? We're right here.
There was a real mean killing, and the wrong guy died. They buried his body, but his soul survived for JD's revenge.
Maybe something is happening to me. I blacked out.
The reincarnation of a killer who came back from the dead.
J.D. Walker's been dead for over 30 years.
To possess a man's soul.
He turned into this monster.
Make love to his woman.
Scared of your dad.
and get the vengeance he craved.
They are my enemies!
Glenn Turman, the star of Cooley High, Lou Gossett, Joan Pringle. 40 years later, on someone else's face, you can see J.D. Walker's hatred time just won't erase. J.D.'s revenge.
I'll have my revenge!
J.D.'s revenge. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
I don't care if I never get back. Let me run, run, run for the whole. Even they don't think it's a game. For it's 1, 2, 3 strike, you're out at the old ball game.
There's not too much to say tonight. The Cubs are 6-6 and 2 games out of first place with an off day in Denver tonight. At the tail end of their season opening road trip, the Cubs face the Rockies tomorrow night at 7:40 Central Time and continue the series through the weekend. Our boys then return to Wrigley to face the Padres on Monday. Our starting pitching injury woes continue unabated, so getting back above and staying above 500 is going to be a challenge. 21-year-old phenom super Starlin Castro is hitting 389 currently, fifth best in the National League, and that's tonight's Chicago Cubs baseball report.
WCFL Chicago.
Well, the number 40 song 40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area was this instrumental by Paul Humphrey called Cool Aid. Humphrey and whatever that was from 1971. My dad suggests that I say out loud over the air that because the Cubs are 6-6 and the Boston Red Sox aren't, that the Cubs are better than the Red Sox, except that I know better than that. We're not as good as our record. They're certainly not as bad as theirs. and they don't have the pitching problems the Cubs have. So I would never say that to I would gloat over my brother and his team just for the sake of their record, but not I wouldn't claim that my team was superior to his team, because it just isn't true. Ramble on.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
It is night in Midland City. On the 14th floor of a Midland City apartment building, Miss H. Helfinger, secretary to the police commissioner of Midland City, is awakened by the urgent ringing of her bedside telephone.
What? Hello? Hello? Yes?
Miss Helfinger?
Yes, I'm up.
Secretary to the police commissioner of Midland City?
Right.
Listen carefully. Do not be alarmed. This is a friend, someone you know. I have cleverly disguised the sound of my voice so that anyone eavesdropping will not recognize who it is that's calling you.
What do you want, Wing Warrior?
I have called to inform... What?
I said, what is it, Wing Warrior?
Who's the Winged Warrior?
Now, cut that out.
Okay, I'll take the handkerchief out of my mouth.
Do you know it's 3 o'clock in the morning?
Miss Helfinger, this is the Winged Warrior.
Yes.
I need your help.
With what?
You're not going to believe this.
I'll believe it.
I've been kidnapped.
I don't believe it.
Well, believe it.
Where are you?
You're not going to believe...
Just tell me.
Well, I'm in a dungeon.
You're in a dungeon?
Yes, in a big castle.
In a big castle?
Yes, somewhere near Gary.
Gary, Indiana.
So that's where Gary is.
Yes.
Boy, these kidnappers really mean business.
Listen.
Yes?
How do you know you're in Gary, Indiana?
Miss Helfinger?
Yes.
There are only 2 dungeons like this in the whole world. One is in Gary, Indiana. The other is in the basement of the Dawson City State Prison in the Yukon.
I see.
And I know this isn't the Yukon. Oh, pardon me, Miss Helfinger. Somebody's at my dungeon door. Yes. Thank you very much. Very nice of them. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
A Royal Canadian Mounted Policeman and his faithful dog just brought me my lunch.
Fine.
Boy, Gary, Indiana. They're really playing for keeps.
Well... What heinous group would dare do this to our hero? And what about that mounted policeman and his faithful dog? Are they real, or are they imposters? And anyway, wouldn't a fake dog be noticed in Gary?
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
I want my daddy's records.
You want my daddy's records? Well, you're going to have to come here and get them, because my daddy's records are in this basement with me. In fact, we're going to hear tonight's vinyl selection from the Murray and Sherry collection. I'm holding it up for the stick cam camera. Can you see that right there? It is Rod Stewart, Every Picture Tells a Story. And we're going to hear this song from, 70-something or other one? I don't know. This is Mandolin Wind. There you go.
Thank you.
the coldest winter in almost 14 years. I couldn't believe you kept a smile. Now I can rest assured, knowing that we've seen the worst, and I know I love. Except, of course, my steel guitar. 'Cause I know you don't play, but I'll teach you one day, because I love you.
Rod Stewart from the Every Picture Tells a Story LP, and it is from an LP. That's actual vinyl. Uh-oh, something happened to the stick cam. Don't know what that's all about. I'll try to fix it here in a moment. Dad asked me how many beers I'm into. He saw me opening one after another, and that was only my second beer. I don't think I'm going to make it all the way through a six-pack of Schlitz tonight. But this is a song called Six Pack by a group that recorded this album in 1997 called The Crown Royals. Maybe the most interesting thing about The Crown Royals is that the saxophone player in this band, a fellow named Ken Vandermark, 2 years later would become one of the youngest recipients of a MacArthur Genius Grant. He's gone on to many great things since he was playing this straight-ahead funk. 1997. This is the Crown Royals and Six Pack. That saxophone is fine. It doesn't really hint at the free jazz stuff that Ken Vandermark would become better known for. Actually, I'm really, really fond of the guitar playing on that whole Crown Royals album. It's performed by a fella named Pete Nathan, who's not nearly as well known. He's still playing around the Chicago area, and I think he's really terrific. Tomorrow is Dad and Sherry's wedding anniversary. And Dad asked me to play this from him to her. This is John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman from 1963 and My One and Only. Mm-hmm.
thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring, and you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love, my one and only love.
Coltrane and Hartman from 1963, and My One and Only Love from Pop to Sherry. Happy anniversary. I'm going to see them both on Saturday in Kansas City. I'm looking forward to that tremendously. It'll be a nice outing. From 1970, this is from an Ennio Morricone soundtrack to a spaghetti western entitled Vamos a Matar Compañeros. And this is a theme for one of the characters. This is called Il Pinguino. That probably means the penguin, but I'm not sure. Thank you. Il Pinguino from the soundtrack of Vamos a Matar Compañeros by Ennio Morricone from 1970. We're going to squeeze in one last track, even though we're pretty much out of time, but I can take as much time as I want. From 1974, you guessed it, it's some Harry Nilsson, and gosh, I wasn't going to play that, but I said it. So now I'm going to play it, if I can find it. Okay. It's that. It's the Monster Mix version of a song actually from 1972 called What's Your Sign?
Hey, baby, do you come here?
What a crazy guy. We miss you, Harry. That was What's Your Sign from 1972. Excuse me. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for sticking it out with me and sticking it to me and sticking it in with Harry. And oh, heck, we'll all be right back here next Thursday for more music and mayhem. You can count on it. Good night, everybody. Stay tuned for the rebroadcast if you got here late.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love.
a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?